All right, so Dr. Fauci, you've mentioned you've been working on this, or everyone's been working on this for a couple of decades. You mentioned this is the foundation. So how many more years are we talking potentially before there is the next significant step here?
Well, you know, to be honest with you, I can't tell you that. It's certainly going to be measured in years. I mean, some people, when they hear an announcement like this, they think, well, next year we're going to wind up having a vaccine. That's not only extraordinarily unlikely, it's virtually impossible that that's going to happen. It's going to be measured in years. I can't tell you how many years, but if we had this conversation 6 months ago and you asked me that, I would say I can't even tell you if we're even ever going to get a vaccine. Now at least I have some cautious optimism that we're on the right path, but I can't put a number for you about how many years.
Are there other steps that are more likely to prevent a stronger AIDS breakout? I mean, are some people, for example, genetically predisposed to resist the AIDS virus?
Yeah, there are a group of people, but they are such a relatively small fraction of the population. There's a genetic defect that doesn't make anybody sick, but it doesn't allow the virus to infect you. It's seen in 1% of the Caucasian population and in virtually 0% of African population. So it's not something that is broadly applicable to the population. The best thing to do is behavioral things, you know, avoid unsafe sex, use a condom when you have sex, do the kinds of things that we've been talking about with prevention for a very long time.